An instructional training video shown to NYPD recruits on the characteristic of armed subjects was shown in court by the defense. It was designed to show what suspicious behavior looks like, how officers can spot a possible armed suspect. Video on a large screen in the courtroom showed an untucked shirt under a blazer, which could be hiding a gun. Someone walking with a stiff leg who might be carrying a gun. A person carrying an elongated package or a tilted shopping bag, which could indicate a hidden weapon. Someone walking with their hand in their pocket, walking off as an officer approaches, wearing a long jacket on a clear day. It was Chief James Shea who took the stand for the city. Shea had been the commanding officer of NYPD training and chief of the Joint Terrorism Task Force. He made it clear that one of these actions would not be enough to stop someone, that they needed more for reasonable suspicion. Slides went up on the screen of unusual types of concealed weapons, and Shea provided a narrative. The judge was particularly interested in a .22-caliber pistol disguised as a cell phone. A photo of a .32-caliber pen gun available over the counter from Arizona gun shops was shown, as well as a knife gun, a folding gun, and a wallet gun. Then Shea went on to talk about a Jamaican holster, a mechanism made from a wire hanger, which he tells recruits to watch out for. The city questioned the witness about what it means to police professionally from a chapter in the police student's training guide, how interactions with the public should be carried out. And there was testimony on discretion, troubleshooting a situation, and the ability to select the correct tools to solve a problem on the basis of training and experience. The training manual says it is sobering to reflect on all the damage that has been sparked by controversial decisions made by police officers on the street. None of this spoke directly to how stop and frisks are carried out in communities after recruits leave the police academy. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.